What up? It's your boy Tiny Sumo coming to you live at the garage today, not in the mobile studio, so that's a nice change. I'm going to get down with a guest in a sec. Once he joins in, we'll get some chats happening. If you've been staying up to date with everything that's coming up, Tiny Sumo, you'll know who's on today. If you don't know, it's because you're not following the page, whether it be Facebook or Instagram. I post pictures, and under the pictures, there's a caption, and the caption will let you know what's happening. So do that. Before I get started with my guest, I can see that he's here. Do yourself a favor, go to dirtycleanates.com, check out the product there. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and listen to their podcast, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast on iTunes now. Use the code DCETinySumo for 10% off and go to fingertape.com.au. Use the code TinySumo for 10% off with those guys. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. Boom, I can add you this. We're going to get down. We worked it out. We're tech geniuses. We'll be good to go. Hold on. The guest declined. Nah, Zach, you got to accept. You can't decline. It's how the chat works. Connecting.
Are we on?
Hey, there we go. We're good to go.
I'm horrible. Jeez.
Mate, honestly, don't feel bad because I organize these chats and I don't know what I'm doing. So I wouldn't stress too much. Zach, thank you for coming on. I appreciate your time, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Big shout out to young Khan, six-time national, borrowing his phone. This is my phone. $25, 4 years, 1 week battery.
So, mate, you good to go. You're not the first person though that has had to borrow someone else's phone either. So there you go.
Fighters don't get any salaries. The big bucks.
We just make it happen. We work through the tech difficulties. We've got the chat happening, and that's all that matters. Also, since I've posted the picture of that this chat is happening, I don't think I've got so much feedback from other fighters. Mm. Like I've had like Liam Reskinov, I've had Elliot Compton, I've had Aaron Blackie. I've had them all reach out and go, "Oh, dude, no, he's the shit. Yeah, no, he's really good."
And I just pay them the big bucks and they just do the advertising for me.
There you go. And the thing that stood out the most and probably annoyed me a little bit was that Elliot Compton was like, "Oh, he's not just a good grappler, his striking's good too." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to get him on now." That's
oh, okay, geez. Mate. At least I'll go to Elliot's probably maybe like once a month. So, and, he's in the Matrix.
He's a special cat, and I've been trying to push to get him a fight with Andy Sauer. I'm messaging the guys at One Championship every day, and they've actually unfollowed me because I've been messaging them so much.
Good man.
But I'm going to keep it up. I want that fight. I'm going to keep it up. All right. We've been talking about the people that have been saying nice things about you. Congratulations on your recent win down in Tassie as well. I don't think I've seen a bloodier jiu-jitsu tournament.
It's crazy, so
that was interesting. But before we get started on that, because you're an MMA fighter as well, before we get started on that, you're a Brazilian jiu-jitsu brown belt. So I want to take it back though. I want to go back. Where did it start? Where did it start for you? Where did you get your feet wet with combat sports?
Started in Toowoomba, funnily enough. It's sort of a regional sort of city, I guess. I was sort of younger. My big brother, like I remember one time I went in and we were having an argument. I sort of threw a few punches. So he put me in a guillotine. I didn't know what it was. I was so angry. He had a hard drive. He was doing a little bit of jiu-jitsu, but he had a hard drive of like old Pride fights and old UFC fights, which he got from a work friend. And the work friend ended up being Reese McLaren.
Okay, there you go.
I got to learn this stuff. So I started watching all these videos and that. And I finally went into training one day. And Reese was there. And Possum, big shout out to Possum, was there. Joe Perry up in Toowoomba. And we sort of just started like that. And we had this sort of, it was just full of luck. Like we had this South African Commonwealth Games wrestler who just needed training partners. Like he'd just come in, coach us Tuesdays and Thursdays at least, and like we didn't have to pay anything. He just needed training partners, so we'll do that. And sort of one thing led to another. So Joe Perry, his brother's Vincent Perry on the Gold Coast, one of Queensland's first black belts, an absolute legend. So So I'll go down there quite a bit, you know, especially with Reese and that. And like, we'll always be welcome there. And Dylan Andrews and Benny Alloway, they started, this was at that time when they were in the UFC and when they were going through the Ultimate Fighters and that. And then he would let me come in and help, like, train with them. And that was massive. That was awesome. But it just one thing led to luck. Now I'm at with Dan Higgins, who
yep.
ages ago, Dan used to train with Vince Perry, and it's awesome. Like, it's a whole big triangle, and yeah, I love it.
Nice. But, awesome.
Yeah.
Real fortunate. So that then led, obviously, you training with those guys. Was the intention always to get into MMA, or was it just you went in there just to learn some stuff and then it just sort of happened?
Yeah, I suppose. I didn't really think of it too much until I started going down Gold Coast way, training with like Benny Alloway and Dylan Andrews, and like they're beasts and they're lovely guys and everything. And Ian Bone too, he was down there.
Yep.
And I think so that can Eternal MMA, that Cam. So he had sort of relations with Puma and that, and I think that sort of unfolded into to having a fight on Eternal, sort of, I think, 2013 or something. But yeah, I was sort of pretty young, 20, sort of gave my hands at it. But that was fun, yeah.
So now then, so competing, you know, grappling as well. Oh, I do want to talk about the slap jitsu. I want to talk about it's blown up recently. I mean, obviously, the EBI is massively pushing it. Eddie Bravo, that's his thing. It's interesting to see other people then get onto that tournament format as well. As someone who's obviously a very good grappler, but with MMA experience as well, give me your thoughts. Was it All-Stars Grappling Tournament? That's the tournament guys themselves? Is it All-Stars Grappling?
I think so. It's a Hamish fellow. I think he's sort of judo background. I don't know. I didn't get too much in with it, but cool guy.
Yep.
I don't know how they started or why they started, but they had their over 80s, I think maybe coming up a year ago, maybe 6-8 months. And I was sort of hoping to get on that, but I sort of twinged my back out. And then must have been last year, because on this New Year's resolution was don't use paper coffee cups and jump into combat. I've used takeaway coffee cups. So I have to do at least one.
But, that's 50%. 50% is not bad. That's okay.
Almost.
Could be worse.
Yeah,
that could be worse. It could be worse. So you've gone down to Tassie. Yeah. How did you actually get signed up to do it? Did you reach out to them? Did they reach out to you? What was the go with that?
No, I reached out to them. They are not too sure. I think they might have just put on a post, or they might have been thinking about doing it, or I'm not too sure. But I tried to get in as early as I could. I think I saw something. I just sent them straight away because, you know, obviously, like, I wanted it, New Year's resolution or. But so I sent a message straight away. Said, "Oh, I would love to jump on it." It was under 80, and I was sort of hovering close to that weight, and I thought, "Yeah, this is definitely what I want." But
nice.
It's like don't know. It's just another test, I suppose. Like, it's just just get in there, get amongst it.
So with then, I guess one of the things I want to ask as well, because I know that, like, you know, training jiu-jitsu for jiu-jitsu and then training jiu-jitsu for MMA is going to differ as well. But what was your training like, or what was it even like competing under that rule set for your own jiu-jitsu? Did your grappling change at all the combat jiu-jitsu?
No. So, like, if you, like, Dan Higgins, I've spent probably the last 3 years sort of like day to day with Dan Higgins. And if you were to do a De La Hiva or something, like, you'd be getting hit anyway. Like, yeah, you're not pulling guard with Dan Higgins.
Okay.
So we're always in that mindset of MMA. And Aaron Blackie is, you know, currently on a trend with his MMA, and, you know, Damon Brown, Ben Penn, you know, all these real good MMA fellas. So, like, our training never really got into the full guard and sort of shy away from the head knocks and that. Like, it was always something on the mind and always something there. So the transition was pretty easy. I just chucked in a few more, I suppose, more specific sessions with Joshy Mayer at Fifth Wave, just popping in there and just sort of going hammer and tongs the slaps. And yeah, it's just, didn't have to change much. In this comp, I sort of, I thought I'd go on top a bit more, but it didn't really eventuate. I sort of had to work off my back. But again, we, you know, train up so much, you don't never leave your head open for shots.
You know, nice.
If you're street jiu-jitsu, you will not leave your head open for shots. You know,
beautiful.
I'm big believer. You know that when jiu-jitsu started, you know it's a fighting art, it's not a grappling art. So you always have to keep open for the eventualities of an actual contest. Sort of thing.
Yep, it's interesting to then say, because obviously there's that, I guess more so in recent years too, that segue between the two, like the guys of your mindset versus the guys like the more, I guess, sports jiu-jitsu mindset. So it's interesting to hear people's perspective on that. How did you find then as well, having MMA experience, having, you know, like actually, like, so grappling experience, but where there are punches, elbows, all that sort of stuff. How did you find not punching? Cause I've thought about, like, I've gone, oh, the slap jiu-jitsu, okay. But if you're from a previous MMA background, did you have to almost like stop yourself from closed fist stuff, or was it pretty natural itself as well?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I don't think I ever had a little like turnover to close the fist. I think like bare knuckles anyway. Like bare knuckles hurts. Someone as hard as you can, even like body shots. If you hit someone as hard as you can, bare knuckles, like your wrist's gonna start hurting ever since. So the palm, like basically palm, it's pretty hard. So. But it was actually really sore, real tender. I had bruising all down my palms the next day and the day after because sort of just, the trauma to the soft tissue. Sort of, I'm not manual labor hands. So these are open for anything. So. Damaging, but other than that, no, it was sweet.
Your hands were going to be sore because you slapped the shit out of people. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's
going to happen.
It was awesome. But they were good down there. I think the first match was absolute. Well, I think they posted it yesterday or the day before. It's on all style grappling, and he's a real good MMA guy and everything. Didn't resort to closed fist, just open. Blood everywhere. So.
That was nuts. It was crazy. It was very crazy to see because still looking at it. Up until the slaps, it still just looks like a jiu-jitsu tournament. So you're not, in my head, I'm going combat jiu-jitsu, okay. But still looking at it, but that initial look at it, I'm going, it's jiu-jitsu, like it's jiu-jitsu. Blood everywhere. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, neither. I sort of looked down. I thought I might have scratched myself or something. But then I looked down at my rash guard. It was all just covered in blood. Yeah. But even then, I think until the first takedown happened and before, like, either of us slapped each other, it was still, like, had a very sort of grappling atmosphere.
Yeah.
And as soon as the first strike, like, oh, well, we're allowed to do this. And, like, it was on for all young and old. But,
that's great.
Good. Slapping sounds a little bit louder than punching. So.
Yeah. So, got the win, got the trophy, got the cash. I saw you post up about that too, spending two to win one. That was funny. I like that.
I'm not an economist.
That's all right. That's, you know, people shouldn't get into any type of combat sport for money. So you're a smart guy because from what I understand, you're a very smart guy outside of fighting. From what
I have my moments. Aaron likes to talk me up as a bit of an intellectualist, but in reality, I was fighting. Fighting from like the age of like 19 to sort of 20, 18 to 20. So like I couldn't have a full-time job. So I had, you know, university student was a fantastic thing to tell relatives and that. So I
did, yep.
So I could be like training every day and making two trips up to the Gold Coast. So, that was probably more of a reluctant like a psych degree I could have got. But that was
a reluctant.
A reluctant
psych degree. Yeah, okay.
Now my job, sort of, I don't have to think too much. I can just focus on training and that's about it.
But that is one of the stranger comments on education I've heard. A reluctant psych degree. I popped in. I think I did
a whole 4 years without a PowerPoint app on my, so I couldn't read the PowerPoints or anything. I was just going through, getting to print off the script that the teacher, I was just trying to control that, go through the, I was terrible, Mum, don't watch this. But, I did all right, I got through it.
Now you just got to worry about slapping people, choking people, those sort of things. Worry about that.
Yeah. Let's line up another combat jiu-jitsu. That's sort of the goal now.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to just another combat jiu-jitsu, wherever it is. I'll try to get there.
So that's the push. So not worried about more MMA at the minute. Just combat jiu-jitsu stuff. Focus on that.
Yeah, just combat jiu-jitsu. I'm 25. I got plenty of years left in MMA. Old man strength is coming in just around the corner. And look, combat jiu-jitsu is a fantastic way to sort of stay in that combat zone with sort of receiving lesser head trauma. And like training wise, you don't want to bang it out too early with the head trauma. You know, you have to play it smart.
So, I've just seen, what's that? Dylan Styles. Hey, Zach, open weight combat jiu-jitsu comp in February. So there you go.
That's fantastic. I'm spending the month of December in America, so I'm going to have no weight divisions next year for me.
There you go. Done. Open weight. That's what we're looking at. Open weight combat jiu-jitsu champion. We've got it coming up. We've locked you in for Feb. You're done. That's it. It's happening.
Two-time champion.
The return. The champ. The return. We've got to get some posters done. We're going to get some promos happening. We're gonna get on top of that. I think that's the next step. That's the next step. All right, dude. We will wrap it up. I really appreciate you taking the time, man. Awesome. There you go. You're locked in. Thanks, Dylan Styles. Thanks, has you locked in for the open weight. Before we go, any shout outs you want to give? Any plugs you want to make? Let the people know.
Dan Higgins, number one. Aaron Blackie, Josh Mayer, Stewie McNichol, Euros, beast of a grappler from Art Suave, Euros. Possum from Toowoomba, Khan from Toowoomba, Joe Perry, Vince Perry, Reese McLaren from Gold Coast. Everyone, I'll probably forget everyone, but love you.
But that was a bunch. You got a few out. You got a few out there. You did pretty well.
Yeah. Cheers, man. Thanks for that.
All right, brother. Appreciate you coming on. All right, cheers, guys. Thanks for watching.